Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Our Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Good morning, Shagger.
Good morning, Shagson. Now, we spent the weekend playing Call of Duty. I didn't. I completely forgot about it. I was playing Sleeping Dogs. But you played a lot of Call of Duty Black Ops, Cold War Black Ops. And I thought we'd just sort of break some stuff down because I'm not seeing that many people talk about it. I've heard more of my friends, not necessarily you, say that they're actually going to skip this year's one. And I don't know how indicative that is of the overall consensus on Call of Duty or the fact that Black Ops Cold War hasn't really seemed to make that much of a splash this year. Or if I'm just completely wrong and my, you know, sort of sphere of people I'm talking to isn't representative of the mass majority, but you also got hands-on with the beta. What's all your thoughts on the current state of Call of Duty and the beta itself?
Well, it's certainly a weird one, Scott, because like you said, we have done videos before, and whether or not a new Call of Duty this year is even, worth it at the end of the day. Is the excitement there? Obviously, people are still going to buy it. Obviously, it's still going to sell really well, but could this be the year to take a year off? I don't know. But judging on this beta, maybe. I went into this thing after playing the alpha, which I really didn't like at all. Like, I thought the alpha kind of sucked.
And I thought it was pleasantly surprised. Cool. Zip lines left, right, and center.
Honestly, man, like, I thought the concepts in the alpha were okay, but I thought, like, the execution of them absolutely sucked. So I went into this with no expectations whatsoever, no hype, and I just sort of put it on out of obligation because I had it. But honestly, I kind of had fun. I think they've made some good changes with this beta, and I know there's been a lot of hoorah if you go on, like, the subreddit and stuff like that, because they have tweaked it in some ways to be more like MW, Modern Warfare from 2019, but it's still distinctly Black Ops. It's faster, the maps are kind of more varied in terms of aesthetics. It's still not quite there for me generally. I still generally, in a lot of ways, think it is a step back in terms of presentation and sound and stuff like that from Modern Warfare, but it's more promising than it was 3 weeks ago, I'll tell you that.
I was going to say, what was the big change when you went into this one? What's the sort of big thing that, because like you said, you thought the other one was pretty terrible. What did they, have they tightened up some of the mechanics, like TTK, time to kill and stuff like that?
Yeah, they've changed quite a lot, to be fair. One of the big things that I noticed straight away was that they've altered some of the recoil patterns on some of the weapons, and they've changed the sound effects on them, so they're much bassier. They have more of a punch, still not quite Modern Warfare levels, but they certainly didn't feel like I was just firing laser pea shooters like I did in the Alpha, which absolutely just did not work for me. I just thought, this sucks. This is kind of like the Call of Duty I got sick of back in the day. So that's a big thing, you know, like the change recoil. Having to actually master the recoil is something that, you know, makes each individual weapon actually feel unique and makes the time spent playing the game and getting to know the intricacies of each of these guns, like, just feel better overall, more satisfying, and kind of raises the challenge ceiling. They've tweaked a few things. I think they have tweaked the TTK, the time to kill. That's about right for me. I like that you have this chance to kind of get shot and fight back. It still can be ridiculously small if you get sniped, and I'll get the snipers in a bit because snipers are a major gripe, but I do like that you have that option most of the time in combat to get shot, take a hit, you know, turn around, jump into cover and fire back. You do have those kind of trading crossfires that I really enjoy in Black Ops 4, you know, with like the raised health and stuff like that. So for me, those changes are really good.
Yeah, some of the TTK stuff, like, I mean, the last couple of Black Ops, like, obviously 3 and 4, for me, like, I mean, I know that they elongated it in 4, it was like a millisecond in 3, it felt like if you sort of got sneezed on by somebody, you died immediately.
Yeah.
I just remember thinking, like, I just want a chance to sort of see what the hell was going on so I can, yeah, potentially return fire. And I know that that's not necessarily what Call of Duty is at its DNA, it's very much this sort of reactionary twitch shooter type thing, I get that. But it's just sometimes I want to be able to have an altercation with another player rather than just, yeah, oh, they pushed left trigger, then right trigger faster than me, and I couldn't have done, you know, I just sort of missed my window kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, there are still so many times in this bear that I just, like, got absolutely wrecked from spawning in, just getting wrecked, spawning in, getting wrecked, especially in some of the more objective-based modes. I think it's called, like, Assault or something, where essentially you're two teams are fighting over a point, and every time you win a point, you push the enemy back a bit, and essentially you're trying to push them off the map. Like, in theory, and occasionally in practice, like, this is an excellent mode. It has bigger teams, like, the maps are bigger, the sort of battle of attrition for ground, like, works really well. But the issue is, if you get, like, imbalanced teams, like, when I was having fun, I was absolutely dominating the enemies, you know what I mean? Like, dropping artillery fire, just absolutely taking fools out, trying to rush the spawn and stuff. But if you're on the receiving end of that, not only can games be over in, like, 5 minutes really quickly before you even get a chance to push back if you have a terrible team,
right,
but also you can get into those positions where you just, it feels like you're being, like, spawn sniped over and over again. So there are, every single it's a Call of Duty game. Yeah, every single time I find a positive, there always seems to be a negative to balance it out. Which, again, I'm more hype on it than I was a few weeks ago. But I can't enjoy it without noticing these faults just kind of creep into it, which is so weird. And I wonder what the state of the final game is going to be, because they have made a lot of changes from the alpha, which I personally didn't expect. But I wonder how much it's going to transform, not only at launch, but over time as well, as they keep responding to the fans. Because, like I said, the subreddit's been all over the place in this one, man. People hated the alpha, then they love the alpha, then they hated the beta. Now they're a bit more lukewarm on the beta.
Hey,
now
you just, like, you just wait for launch day when we're complaining about the spawn campers and, oh my God, I can't believe they didn't fix the, you know, the server lag. And, like, it's the same every year. It wouldn't be the same
score-based
if it wasn't that every year. Yeah, and I'm just exactly all the SSB stuff. SSB, that's Super Smash Brothers. No, skill-based matchmaking is a completely different thing. But no, I mean, every year I'm going to get my energy cans, I'm going to get my donuts, I'm going to get my stupid salty snacks, and I'm going to get very salty playing Call of Duty. I wouldn't have it any other way. So in regards to that, I guess they've maintained tradition. But you mentioned you wanted to talk a bit about snipers. Was that mainly in regards to, like, in regards to spawn stuff? Like, it feels like it puts you in the place of, you're in the direct line of fire all the time.
Yeah, especially on the Armada level, where you have, you know, the different ships and you're jumping off into the water and you're kind of trying to battle over these points. Like, when you're having a bad time on that map, like, you're just having a bad time. There are moments when you spawn in and you're getting sniped from people from, like, over the ways. And those firefights can actually be fun. I was sort of camped at my spawn with an M16 with, like, a quite zoomed-in scope on, and I was sort of trying to fight back against these snipers, which in isolation is really good until you remember that you're supposed to be playing the objective, and while you're doing that, your team's just getting, you know, wrecked because you're pinned down, just having this pointless back and forward with these snipers. And they have tweaked the snipers since the alpha in a few ways. They've added aim assist, which I think is, according to the blog post, I think it's the first time they've done that to the sniper rifles since Black Ops 2, I
would say. That feels like it'll bite us in the arse, to be honest.
Yeah. That combined with the lack of sniper glint, which they did say that they'd improved, but to be honest, that sounds like they're blowing smoke up my own bum, because I couldn't see any sniper glints. Maybe it's just my eyes going in my old age, but I just felt like, you know, snipers more than ever just absolutely dominated the battlefield in this game, like up close as well. People were pulling off ridiculous 360 no scopes on me. Maybe I'm bad, I don't know, but I just felt like in this beta specifically, snipers were kind of like dominating everything, and it makes those bigger maps and those more open spaces difficult to navigate, especially when you throw in vehicles in the mix as well. When even if you do manage to get out of the way of the snipers, you might turn a corner, there might be a armored boat there waiting, and someone on, like, the main gun just mowing you down. And it's kind of like there's a lot to love in that. It's just it feels, like I said, it feels like it could have another 6 months or another year in development. You know, obviously there's a bunch of different teams working on this. We've got and I just. Oh, it's a frustrating one, man, because I want to love it, because I'm back into COD now since Modern Warfare, and I want to love it.
Well, that's the thing, because you like the thing is, Modern Warfare has done so well. Obviously, they've had so much support for it post-launch. It's pretty much been a solid year of people either talking about it or playing the stuff that they've been releasing. And I've played the most of 2019's Modern Warfare than I have of any Call of Duty in the last few years. And I do play each one of them every year anyway. But I think that that game has done so well that Black Ops Cold War almost doesn't really have a place. And in a way, I quite like that they're sort of using it as a way to experiment. Like you said, they're trying all these sort of, I don't know, almost like Battlefield-esque approaches to sort of level design and like, let's throw all the vehicles in and vehicular carnage and like things like that. And I wonder how much that's them trying to poach the Battlefield fandom, because Battlefield isn't in the strongest place right now and hasn't been for a few years, or really, I guess, since like Battlefield 1. And I'm curious about that, but I just don't know where this game sits. Like, if you're a hardcore Call of Duty fan, you know, it's, you don't really tend to juggle more than one, like, at any given time. Mm-hmm. It's sort of like you wait for the refresh every year and you keep up with that going forward. And they've done such a good job of that with Modern Warfare, last year's one, that I don't know where this one fits in. Like, because you play a lot more Call of Duty than me, even though we do play quite a lot. Do you find yourself, are you up for, like, juggling both? Like, are you going to try and transition from one to the other? I just don't know how the hell that's going to work.
Yeah, it's really funny because I was thinking this exact thing last night, because I am still very much into Modern Warfare, and I do want to kind of clarify that this is coming from the perspective of someone who loves Modern Warfare. I know there's so many Call of Duty players out there who absolutely do not like the changes they made and are looking forward to a classic Black Ops experience, but I really loved it. And I was thinking this last night, you know, I want to get into Black Ops Cold War, but can I juggle not only Modern Warfare's multiplayer, but Black Ops' multiplayer, and also Warzone on top of that?
Warzone,
like three
yeah.
different brands of Call of Duty all going off at the moment, and I don't know whether this is going to be a case for me personally of jumping into Black Ops for that classic Call of Duty weekend, maybe hitting the level cap in multiplayer and then putting it down and returning to Modern Warfare. I don't know. I'm going to have to see what it's like, you know, at launch, whether or not these issues are ironed out, because like I said, there are a bunch of small, seemingly minor things that just keep getting in the way. Like, for instance, the player visibility. I can't see anyone. And I realize a lot of this criticism here is based on me not being able to see things, but I promise you it's not just me. Like, the visibility in the game is down. It's difficult to see. And it makes the gameplay just feel that bit cheaper, if that makes sense.
Do you mean in terms of like enemy colors blend with the backgrounds?
Yeah, just due to the aesthetic, even though the level design itself, in my opinion, is quite, you know, interesting and varied. Like, it's so easy for the enemy team and even your teammates to just kind of blend into the environment. So you just miss them. You don't have that immediate thing, which, to be fair, was a huge problem in Modern Warfare as well. It's just sad that the issues of Modern Warfare haven't really been addressed in this game at all, and then it brings with it its own set of individual issues. But at the end of the day, man, like, this is the multiplayer beta. There is so much more to offer on top of this. We've got zombies, we've got the campaign, you know, hopefully there's always going to be value in those other modes. And I am interested to see what they're going to do with the modes that they have introduced into this game for the multiplayer, like the VIP one or the assault one. Because there is real potential there. It's just how much they're supported. I do think, you know, hate it or love it, Modern Warfare sort of upped the ante in terms of content for Call of Duty in general. Not only did you have, you know, the Spec Ops mode and the campaign, but the multiplayer on top of Warzone was more robust than ever. You had the standard team deathmatch, small team games. You had Ground War, which is like 32 versus 32. You had a gunfight. You had a bunch of stuff on top of that, more maps. Like, there are so many different ways to play that game. And
well, they made it a platform for the first time.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. There are so many different ways to play the game, and I don't think that Cold War quite has that yet. And a lot of people might be cool with that, but for me, like I said, as someone who is kind of getting sick of the Call of Duty regular formula after like 10, 15 years of it, Modern Warfare's extra modes was like, that was like a breath of fresh air, and I don't want them to take a step back in that regard.
Oh, I tell you what, actually, as you mentioned that, we're coming up, well, it'll be a good, a little few years, yeah, but we'll be coming up on Call of Duty's 20th anniversary since the original Call of Duty. And like, yeah, it's been, I don't know, 13 years since Modern Warfare? Or maybe that was 2008? 2007, 2008. But yeah, I'm fascinated by it. I like the idea that I assumed they were going to do more of this, where they would continue to treat Modern Warfare as their sort of base platform, and then something like when they remastered Modern Warfare 2's campaign, the one from like 2009 or whatever. I know my years are probably all wrong, but the one from Modern Warfare 2.
I thought that would get
plugged into Modern Warfare 2019, and you would just continue to plug things in. Like, hey, do you guys want, you know, this Black Ops campaign? But you only want that, cool. They'll plug that into the this sort of platform, and you keep using the Modern Warfare overall, the install size, because it's like 100 gig or whatever. You can pick and choose what you want to keep from that thing and use that as the conduit to access all of Call of Duty going forward for the next few years. That's not how they've obviously split it, because as soon as you fire up Black Ops, it comes up with, like, you know, obviously the campaign's grayed out for now, but you do have, like, you know, the multiplayer and Warzone's going to be there and stuff like that. And like I said, I think it's a whole separate conversation in regards to how do you split a fan base that doesn't need splitting, really. Like, Modern Warfare mm-hmm. is doing extremely well. The only reason to push forward is sheer unit sales. Like, you want to have that launch day thing. You want to have something there for the new consoles. And then, like you said, on the literal player side, it's like, well, is what you're actually playing worthwhile, and is it differentiable compared to what was there before? All that stuff is just fascinating for me. And I think that, like, you know, if they've tweaked enough stuff from the alpha to the beta, then that's promising. But I am just like continually just sort of going, like, why are you doing this other than just sheer money? And I get that, I get that reality, but I am just sort of super curious how it's going to shake out next month. I guess super quick final thoughts, are you excited for Black Ops Cold War?
Look, like, if you ask me, like I said 2 weeks ago, absolutely not. I was not excited for it. Now I'm cautiously optimistic. At least I know I'm going to buy it and at least have some fun in it going into it. But as a kind of final wrap-up thing, I feel like history is repeating itself, Scott Tilford. I feel like it's 10 years ago, nearly 10 years ago, when Modern Warfare 3 came out. And you know, after Infinity Ward kind of started hemorrhaging staff, everyone left, there was that big kind of lawsuit. Yeah. And then Modern Warfare 3 was kind of patched together by a bunch of different studios. This is what Black Ops Cold War feels like. Not only because there's been similar internal drama with Sledgehammer Games, with a bunch of people leaving, it was going to be a co-production, then Treyarch was brought in, there's like 3, 4, 5 studios working on this, each on an individual part. It feels like that, in my opinion, so far, you know, from the messaging and from what we've managed to play. And that might not be a disaster, but it's just interesting that we're in this position yet again, after you thought that Activision was moving in the right direction, moving the developers on a 3-year cycles and stuff like that, giving them more time. We're back, in my opinion, to a Modern Warfare 3 situation where the game is probably going to be all right, but it might not live up to its potential.
And that's the thing as well, Modern Warfare 3 is the only one that I haven't played. It's the first one where young me was like, I don't need this. It feels like the one that I just don't need, which I know is ridiculous to some fans because it's the culmination of that story and everything, but I didn't bother with Modern Warfare 3. And I am curious whether or not people do bother, quote-unquote bother, with Black Ops Cold War. Obviously, it's going to sell, but is it going to sell anywhere close to what Modern Warfare did, and is it going to be supported in the same way? All of that stuff is still kind of up in the air, and there's the split between past-gen or current-gen and next-gen releases as well. So let us know what you think down in the comments below. Are you potentially psyched for the next generation of Call of Duty, or are you potentially going to give it a miss? For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I've been Josh from WhatCulture.com.
And we'll catch you next time.
Bye.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.